The agenda for the meeting is actually prescribed by the bylaws and opens with the reading of the minutes from last year.
Okay. The annual meeting of the Aquaga Lake Improvement Association was called to order at 8:05 p.m. on August 29th at Scouts Family Resort by President Mark Milsbaugh. Present 27 of 86 paid association member properties being represented, constituting 31% of the paid membership. Therefore, a quorum was present. The bylaws require 20% attendance. We're a little bit over that this year, I see. Opening comments, Mark noted there were no new owners in the neighborhood. We also noted the passing of Lake residents Norm Dawson, David Martin, and Georgette Akel. Approval of the minutes in the treasurer's report. Barbara Marco, secretary, read the minutes of the August 2013 meeting. Motion was made to accept as read. It was noted that the minutes and audio will be available on the website along with those of previous years. Treasurer's report, Marie Davenport handed out the treasurer's report, including the membership list. There were 86 paid members, one associate member, and 17 unpaid members. Marie also handed out the financial report, noting that we took in more money than we spent. Motion to accept the treasurer's report. Marie noted we are still awaiting a decision from the IRS regarding our tax-exempt status. Committee reports. Fish report. Coon reported that Dan Rogers once again helped him stock the lake on Mother's Day. This year, however, the proportion of trout stocked was changed from 50% to 50% each, rainbows and browns, with fewer but larger fish. One DEC theory is that the water is being warmer, smaller fish are going deeper and getting eaten. This is partly because there is not enough food because our lake is so clean and nutrient poor. Fishing tournament, Coon reported that 34 people, mostly children, participated in the fishing tournament. Grayson R. Presented the largest trout, a brown, not even a pound. Cassie D. had the largest fish overall, a 2.25-pound largemouth. Water quality, Mark stated the sea slack report is available on the internet and on the website. He explained the water quality continues to be excellent as compared to many other lakes in the state. Around the state, invasive species are still a concern, as well as algae bloom. Sewer report, Mark reported that we are at the end of the third year of the three-year program to update the collection systems, including electrical controls, pumps, and tanks. It appears the fourth and fifth years of the additional $350 a year assessment will not be necessary. I hope you've all noticed your bill has gone down this year. The town has reported that the work is 99% complete and the number of service calls is noticeably down. Committees, Mark reiterated the need for people to commit to committees. A few new events were introduced this year, but new events require that someone coordinate them and the board cannot be the only driver. Events. We added a few more events this year, including the Lake Cleanup Day, an ice cream social, a boat parade, and a talent show at the picnic. Kathy was thanked for the excellent ice cream social. Kathy Milspaw noted that Philip, her son, committed to the family picnic last year, but the event is a huge undertaking and conflicts with Philip's other commitments. Justina committed to assist in the future. Barbara read Heather's report on the Family Day sports, which included 23 participants in the Gorillathon, 46 children in the field games, and 25 participants in the water sports. It was noted that 75 adults and 17 children attended the picnic, about 20 more than the previous year. 4X participated in the first annual talent show. Voter safety, Mark noted that this is an ongoing issue and we might need a committee to review this. Recent new voting laws need to be communicated and understood. Election of officers, the terms of Mark Milspaugh, Justina Dawson, Heather Hansen, and Jim Bennett expire. Only Jim has expressed an interest to step down, and Judy Rowe has agreed to fill the seat. There were no nominations from the floor, passed unanimously. Old business buildings in disrepair. It was noted that one of the offensive properties has been torn down. Members were encouraged to communicate with town representatives and to attend town meetings to express their concerns. New business, lake lowering. There will be lake lowering in 2015 to do work. Permits may be required with a site plan approval by the town, DEC, and or Army Corps of Engineers. Members were encouraged to start the process of obtaining permits now. associate membership for direct descendants. Larry Tremonti made a motion from the floor to change the bylaws to allow, quote, allow direct descendants of the owners to be eligible as associate members of the association and therefore allowed to be on the board. Larry said the intention is that it would be a way to get younger people involved. The motion was seconded. It was noted that the motion cannot be voted on until next year's meeting. Discussion points included the following. Associate memberships are an issue with the current IRS review. One of the issues the IRS is currently looking at in our not-for-profit review is the issue of associate members. Bylaws should not be touched until an IRS decision has been made. Some properties are held as corporations, LLCs, and trusts, which might warrant a legal review. A committee was suggested. There was previously a bylaws committee. Those who want to participate and serve should not be excluded, but there are other ways to participate, such as committee chairs and committee involvement. Is there a benefit and for whom? A review would be a lot of work for the benefit of one or two people. Voting rights could potentially be an issue and several other issues. Larry amended his motion to be a fact-finding, quote, a fact-finding committee to determine the legality and appropriateness of having direct descendants of owners as associate members, taking into consideration the not-for-profit status. Seconded, and the majority of those in attendance voted aye, but there were several nays. A general discussion from the floor, trespassers, how do we patrol people who are ice fishing illegally on the lake? Speeding, specifically the stop sign at the northeast junction of Hanson and the Quagga Lake Roads, cars and trucks barreling through the intersection. It was suggested that the intersection should have a three-way stop. Adjournment, Mark, thank those in attendance for coming and thank Scouts for the continued use of their facilities and for the refreshments. Mark asked for the motion to adjourn. Several people moved and many seconded, accepted unanimously. The meeting adjourned at 9:06. Respectfully submitted, Barbara Marco, Secretary. Board of Directors meeting to appoint officers. As required by the bylaws, the Board of Directors met immediately following the general meeting for the appointment of officers. The meeting was called to order at 9:07. Motion was requested to maintain the current slate of officers. Kuhn so moved, seconded by Brenda, passed unanimously. The meeting adjourned at 9:08. That's the type of meeting we like. Minutes respectfully submitted by Barbara Margo, August 29, 2014.
I get a motion to accept the minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Second.